Campus is a consciousness of peace and harmony. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Campus is a consciousness of peace and harmony. We live in a world in which we are the ones who decide what we're going to do and have and be in that world. We live in a world and we decide whether we are going to live in a world of happiness, live in a world of peace, live in a world of joy, live in a world of goodness. And it all depends on what we want to do and who we are. We all know who we are. We all know that we are gentle people. We would rather not be hurt. We would rather not have pain. We'd rather not have unhappiness in our life. We want to have peace and harmony, joy and goodness. We want to have everything to be in divine right order. And for things to be in divine right order requires that we individually think that way and see it that way. Now, we can go around the world. We can look at experiences everywhere we go, and we can see in those experiences what might be an appearance. We can go into countries where there are famine, where there are wars, where there are conflicts, where there are problems, and we can see them. Or we can go into those places and we can see the problems, and then we are part of the solution. We see ways in which they can be solved, ways in which they can be carried out. It's not a matter that we are always right or somebody else is wrong. It's not a matter that there should be peace everywhere and there isn't. It's a matter that wherever we go, we are peace. Wherever we go, we carry with us the reality of that which we are. We carry with us who and what we are. We carry with us the condition of our own mental attitude. Now, what is our mental attitude? What is your mental attitude? What is your way of thinking about things? How do you look at life? How do you look at the circumstances that you bump into in your life? This is something we all have to come to a conclusion about. We walk into circumstances and we see people arguing, and are we part of the argument or are we part of the solution? We walk into circumstances and we see people with unhappy attitudes, and we say, oh, look at those unhappy attitudes. And right away, those unhappy attitudes are our unhappy attitudes. And you say to yourself, well, goodness sakes, that's just the way it is. We can't change something the way it is. That's the way it is. There's no way to get around it. And actually, there's a very good way to get around it. Wherever we go, we can find peace. Wherever we go, we can find tranquility. We can find a sense of balance and a sense of order. Mother Teresa was said to have been a rather remarkable lady, and all the world has recognized that she indeed was a very remarkable lady. And she would go through the streets of Calcutta, and she'd go through the streets of India into the lesser areas where people lived in great distress and poverty. And wherever she looked, she would find beauty. And she would find cow dung that was on the street, and out of it was growing a beautiful flower. She would find a beautiful sunset. She would find harmony and beauty wherever she went. Now, it's true, she was a nurse. She was a nun nurse, and she worked with people who were dying, people who had nothing, people who were starving to death, and she did what she could for them physically. But what she did for them was the greatest gift that they could have ever had. was a mental gift. She gave them a feeling of bliss. She gave them a feeling of love. She put her hand on their fevered brow, not to heal them, but to show them her care and compassion for them. Now, she really had no compassion for them. She merely had a great love for all beings. If she had compassion for them, she would have been out scrounging around trying to get money to buy food for them, trying to get bandages, trying to get medical supplies for them, trying to get all these things, using her talent of going out and getting things. And that would be much more beneficial for these people on the short run than getting her presence in amongst them. But here she was. She would tirelessly work with the people. Now, we look at them and we say that she had compassion for the people because she put their hand on their fevered brow. She worked with them. She did everything she could with them physically. And that's our small view. She was a mental giant. She worked with these people and gave them a sense of peace within themselves that no medicine could ever do. She gave them a sense of well-being that no outer physical thing could do. She gave them a sense of the world cared about them, and that they too could be relaxed. They too could be at peace. Compassion oftentimes is thought of as an understanding of another person's problems and a oneness with them in that understanding. But Mother Teresa went beyond compassion. You and I, we can go beyond compassion in all things that we do. We go beyond compassion as we see each one of these people whole and perfect, regardless of the outer expression that they might be having, the outer appearance that they might have. We look upon them and we say, I see you whole and perfect. Now, this is what we teach here at the University of Healing and the Absolute Monastery. We teach you're whole and perfect. That is your original purity and integrity. You're whole and perfect. We teach people to draw upon that which is invisible, that which cannot be seen, that which cannot be known. We teach people to realize that though it is not seen, it is there. A person doesn't have to die to be out of their misery, out of their unhappiness. They can be very much alive and also having recently suffered a great deal of pain and a great deal of unhappiness in their life. But when they can have the feeling that it's okay, we let that go now. We turn our attention away from the outward appearance of life as we are experiencing it, and we look at the inward appearance of the divine which we are. Mother Teresa was a genius at doing this. She could go in and take a child that was crying because it was hungry and it was sick and it had many problems, and she would hold it in her arms, and with her love, not compassion, but with her love of recognizing that all is right with that child, all is in divine order, with her love of all that is in divine order, with her understanding of the absolute truth that all is in divine order, looking beyond the appearances. For surely if she looked at those appearances, she would have been a very sad lady all of the time. But she was a lady of great joy, of great love, of great peace. She was a lady of great wisdom, of great harmony. She brought, wherever there was sadness, she brought joy. Wherever there was unhappiness, she brought happiness. Wherever there was a problem, she said, there is a way, and we will find that way. That way is known to you, is known to me right now. That way is known to us right now. We know that way. You and I have this privilege that Mother Teresa took so boldly upon herself. And we do this oftentimes. We go in where angels fear to tread. And we walk in and we say, "You're whole and perfect." In the vision of the outer appearances, which certainly would say that was not true at all. But we say, "You're whole and perfect." As practitioners, we look beyond the illusion. We look beyond the illusion to the reality, to the truth. And we call that truth forward. The consciousness of those on campus at the University of Healing, the Absolute Monastery, the consciousness of all the people here, all the monks, all those who serve in the capacity of their divinity, are like Mother Teresa, calling forth the truth, calling forth beyond the appearances, past that which is not able to be seen because it is hidden from view, calling forth the truth, and having the truth be revealed now. Oh, it is beautiful. It is beautiful what a Mother Teresa can do. It is beautiful what a doctor can do when he trains himself in his various skills and his various compassions. And as he trains himself, he looks beyond the appearance of cancer. He looks beyond the appearance of illness of any kind. And he says, "We will do our best. We will take out that offending function. And we will sew you up and let the healing take place." The doctor looks beyond the appearances and says, "Healing is what my work is." And the practitioner looks beyond the appearances and says, "Wholeness is what my work is." And Mother Teresa looked beyond and saw into the hearts of everyone what was in her own heart. What was in her own heart was peace and harmony and joy. And the campus consciousness of each member of our campus community is peace and harmony. And this is what we share with all the world, with all the world. And this is what we are. Mother Teresa led the way. Jesus led the way. The Buddha led the way. Muhammad led the way. All of the great religious leaders of every denomination, every dimension, every persuasion, philosophical or religious, all said, "Wholeness is our reality. Let's call it forth out of the invisible into the visible, that every one of us may know it now and forevermore." Oh my, my, my. I love you so. I love you. I love you.